Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're tuned into the best damn Husker and NFL coverage on the radio.
We don't fly at 40,000 feet. We're not big picture group. They have work to do today.
You're going to bring us two absolute martinis. And then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that every 5 minutes until one of us passes out.
And if they focus on anything other than that, it's going to be a problem.
This is the Greggeth and Hook Show.
That's like a prerequisite to being at this level.
Welcome back to Greggeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. Hooksy out today. He should be back tomorrow. Hanging out with Willie Jane, hanging out with you. I am Nick Greggeth. Hey, real quick, tweet came out earlier today, and this is an exciting one. It was about 15 minutes ago. Coach DeWitt, who of course has been battling, having a battle with cancer, he just tweeted out that he's excited to be on the road early this week.
Nice.
So good for him, man.
That's awesome to hear.
Great story, good perseverance, excited. I remember the last time he had a big tweet like that when he was talking about how he was finally starting to be able to eat other stuff, like some harder foods and chew things and everything, because he had the throat cancer going on. So congrats to Coach DeWitt. That is a really inspiring situation and something that I'm sure by the fall we will hear a lot about and be really excited on.
Yeah.
Also, something to be excited about for this fall. The wait is finally over for Garden City, Kansas Community College running back Dedrick Mills. If you guys didn't hear this, after failing to meet the initial junior college academic qualification standards in January, there's a report, I believe HuskerOnline.com was the first to get it. They confirmed with a source close to the situation that Mills is expected to join the Husker program this week. That status won't officially be there until this week, so we won't have the official results.
Okay.
But according to their sources, and if I know Sean, like I've known Sean for the last decade, Sean Callahan, he wouldn't just put this out there if he didn't have it in concrete. So it's written in stone. So the Georgia native took three courses this semester in order to replace a previous grades to meet the 2.5 GPA required for junior college players to transfer to an FBS Division I program. Mills is expected to be in Lincoln this week with the rest of Nebraska's freshmen, who reported on May 19th. And this is going to help. I mean, let's be real, guys. Nebraska had a 1,000-yard running back in Divine Ozigbo last season, who is now off and was a free agent signing out of the draft for the New Orleans Saints. Mills is 5'11", 215. He ranked as the number one JUCO running back in the country by Rivals after running for 1,358 yards and 19 touchdowns in 10 games. I'll tell you what I like about this kid. When you watch him play, he's got good pad level. He runs with some power, and he's a north-south, like, I'm going to get going fast, a decisive running back. But I told you, 19 touchdowns over 10 games. Mills is a freshman at Georgia Tech. Had 12 touchdowns in 9 games as a freshman down there, 771 yards rushing.
Wow.
He was a freshman All-American player that year. Of course, got in trouble at Georgia Tech with a drug-related thing, like marijuana-related, and then he ended up getting kicked off the team. I might be wrong on that, so double-check me there. But he ends up getting kicked off the team, and now here he comes to Nebraska. I know last year, let me ask you this, because last year we had Greg Bell, who sucked.
Right.
And that guy was a major letdown, and you could tell from the spring game, basically, when we were watching him, and he's getting caught from behind, and he's not running very well. He was a very much ballyhooed recruit as well coming out of JUCO.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take until you put those fears behind you with Dedrick Mills? Because I'll be honest with you, I want to sit here and tell you that, hey, I've talked with the guys at Rivals. I've talked with the guys at 24/7 Sports.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked with multiple people down there, and I've even talked to one of the coaches who has told me that this dude is the real deal. He's an NFL-type running back. He could have a really big season for Nebraska, especially because more than likely you'll have Washington and Mills, and it's going to be a 1-2 punch. He's going to get a lot of opportunity to run for a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns. On the other hand, I heard all those things about Bell last year heading into the season two from these same people.
Mm-hmm.
So I am a little nervous about putting all my eggs in that basket.
That's
and
okay.
Saying, all right, this kid's going to come in and have the season that they're looking for, and he's going to be able to replace the output that Divino Zigbo had. Maybe even up, make it up a tick, right? Because that's what we need. That's what Nebraska's expecting. Is that offense goes up a tick.
Yeah.
That's how you get Heisman Martinez.
That's true. That's true. I don't know. Until he gets two touchdowns in a game, I'm not talking about him. You know.
You have to, because he's your only guy.
Right.
I mean, we don't know what's happening with Washington.
Yeah.
If he gets here, Mills is going to get the lion's share of carries. You have a freshman coming in that I think jumps in right behind him. I honestly don't think that Bradley and some of these other guys are even really in the mix. Maybe Wyatt Mazur.
Yeah. Brody Bell. I'm just looking at some of the running backs they have listed.
Yes.
Miles Jones. I think he left. Didn't he just leave?
Yes. I don't know. Guy. That was a cornerback, I think. Wasn't it the corner that left? I don't remember.
Cam Jones. Yeah. Sorry.
Listen, man. This is simple. Like, you got Mills right now. He's got to be good.
Yeah. They're saying he's the number one running back out of JUCO.
He's got to be good, because if he's not, we're in trouble.
He's gonna.
I'm putting it out there.
Is he more beefy? Is he kind of a big dude?
Well, he's like 5'11", 215.
Okay. I mean, all we can do is hope, right?
Yes, but it's so. Here's the deal: in this offense, the running back is, I would argue, the second most important person. So you have your quarterback.
Yeah.
The way the offense is designed, it's going to be easier on offensive linemen. It's going to be easier on wide receivers to get open, easier on tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
The two position groups that it stresses that need to be talented is quarterback and running back. Those are the two. That's the two. You got to the duck R position would be number three on my list of important positions on this thing, which is like your slot receiver who runs back and forth and does all that. DeAnthony Thomas, if you remember that name. He was with Oregon. He was that duck R position, kind of a running back receiver hybrid, like what you have with the freshman. I'm blanking on his darn name.
Wandale.
Yeah, Wandale. Kind of like that. That's how they, I'm sure they sold it to Wandale, that, hey, you're going to be our DeAnthony Thomas coming in here. There's a lot of swing passes, you know, some slants, all sorts of stuff getting you downfield a little bit. But the running back and the quarterback are the two most important positions, because everything in this offense is built off the threat of the run. And if you have a dynamic running back that, and again, Divino Zigbo played really well last year, and I credit him for how he came along, how he played. But guys, I'm going to tell you right now, Divino Zigbo, because lack of ability to catch passes out of the backfield, or when you split them wide, that kind of stuff. And then pass pro was pretty rough. So it limited the stuff they could do on offense. If this kid Mills comes in here and he truly is a complete player, that is an NFL draftable running back that can catch passes, run that slant out there, do that stuff, it will change up this offense and affect the entire offense. It is an important position. I will tell you till I'm blue in the face that you have quarterback and then your running back are the top two players in this offense. Everything is built on misdirection. It's built on quarterback holding the ball to cause defensive linemen to slow down, so it makes it easier on your offense. There's a reason why Oregon's only had like two offensive linemen drafted since Chip Kelly and those regimes were there. Chip Kelly, Scott Frost, all that stuff that they were doing. They only had a couple offensive linemen drafted that entire time, yet they were scoring 80 touchdowns in a season. They only had a handful. It was like two receivers have been drafted during that time because, again, you're scoring all these touchdowns. You got receivers catching, you know, 15 touchdowns in a season, but it's within that offense. But there's also a reason why you can go through the NFL. You can see four running backs from the Chip Kelly era, and then the Scott Frost and Helfrich that are still in the league right now. It's one of the top I guess you say eras that have guys in the league.
I hear you.
Oregon was right there with that Chip Kelly and Helfrich deal that they had. I think Alabama and Oregon are the two that have the most, if I remember right.
Wow.
If I remember right. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Dave calling in. Dave, what up, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know what? My concern is if you're a Nebraska fan, he was at Garden City, which maybe the academics weren't really following, but here you're coming to Nebraska where you have people on staff who make sure these guys go to class. This guy just sounds like he's going to have trouble in the classroom. I mean, after morning practice where the guys go to class, he sounds like somebody that's just going to go back to his dorm and take a nap. But that's just me. But we're going to be having to watch this guy 24/7. I mean, he's just that's just my gut feeling. But thanks for taking my call, guys. Thank you.
I appreciate it, man. It may be. I mean, that's why they got these people there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, Randy Gregory, they had a guy that followed him around all the time. Mm-hmm. You know? All the time.
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand what he's saying.
I mean, they have to do that. They have to do that sometimes, with especially the community college guys. Sometimes that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's the case here. We'll find out, you know.
It's just, I mean, I totally understand what you're saying. I mean, you're pretty much making it sound like there's this huge hole that needed to be filled, and with this one guy coming in, it's
he has filled. To be it. Mm-hmm. He has to be it. You have the freshman that's coming in from the New Jersey area that looks really good, but he's a freshman. And you know me, I don't like relying. I mean, just the fact that Wandale Robinson, we're going to have to rely so heavily on him.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to be really good in this offense. But I just don't like relying on freshmen that heavily.
Right.
Although times are changing. I mean, freshmen are built a little more sturdy than they were, you know, back in 2005. You know, the last 13 years have been a big major advances in high school athletes and what they look like walking into college. Dude, I'll tell you, when I was at school, and I've told this story before on the air, but when I was at Papillion La Vista, so I graduated in 99 was when I graduated. And when I was there, Jeremy Selecta, who went on to play defensive line here at Nebraska, and then Mike Erickson, who was a starting left tackle for Nebraska. He's a good friend of mine back then. We played a lot of traveling baseball together. They both got recruited and went to Nebraska as linemen. And Jeremy Selecta, who was, you know, he's a guy that was like, all right, he's going to be a real good defensive lineman for Nebraska. He's a highly touted kid, all these things. You look at these offensive and defensive linemen who come to Nebraska now, a lot of them are pushing 300 pounds, 310, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah.
We just got that kid out of Oklahoma last year, Daniels, that was walking in here at like, I want to say he was at 320 something. Jeremy Selecta, 260 is where he was in high school.
Oh,
and that was what like the big linemen looked like.
Wow.
Back even in just 99. So, nutrition, I'll call it nutrition.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, how these kids are working out. I mean, back then they used to tell us not to lift super heavy necessarily in high school.
Really?
As you're like early in high school, because it would affect you, like your growth plates and all that kind of stuff. Huh. So like, but now you're seeing these kids who are in eighth grade that are just ripped up
because
they're just getting after it in the gym. Mm-hmm. And it's just a different time, a different philosophy on that stuff. So maybe a guy like Wandell, who looks more put together. You had DeMorne Pearsonell came here a few years ago, and he was put together when he showed up. Stanley Morgan was, too. So maybe that'll, times have changed a little bit, so maybe you can start rethinking that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking at two other people. I remember these two guys committing, but I think they got moved to wide receiver. It was Ramir Johnson and Ronald Tompkins.
Okay, so which one is, I believe, Ramir Johnson? Is he the one? Does it say where he's from?
Yes, he's from New Jersey.
Okay, so he's the guy who's walking. He's playing running back.
Okay.
He'll be the guy. Ramir Johnson is the guy that's going to come in, and I think he's going to have to play a big role right away. And then the other one, what was the other name you said?
Ronald Tompkins,
out of Georgia.
That's yes.
Yes. He hurt his knee. He actually tore his ACL at the beginning of the season. That's his second ACL, I think, if I remember
right.
That's
right, yeah.
He'll be a running back. He was a big-time get. Like, he was a big-time get for Nebraska.
I remember both of them committing, and it was a big deal.
No, the kid from New Jersey is going to have to play right away.
Okay.
And it's no offense. I'm not trying to be offensive to, like Jalen Bradley, for example. He's a scholarship athlete that was a highly touted three-star running back. Probably would have been a higher than three-star kind of guy had he not had the grades issues that he had and then played up in Omaha. But they got him in late. I'm not knocking on that kid. It's up to him to do what Devine did, mm-hmm. you know, where Devine improved his game enough that he was viable within this offense. Mm-hmm. And I think Jalen Bradley, they're pushing him a little bit because they want to see him get there because he's a physically talented kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen sparks of him.
But then after that, you got a whole bunch of walk-ons.
Yeah.
And guys, I'm going to tell you this. I love the walk-on story. And I'm a till my face turns blue, I'll tell you, I love the walk-on story. But this is Nebraska. Your head coach is the 10th highest paid coach in college football. You should not be relying on, at a major skill position, a walk-on running back. Especially when your offense, a lot of it is predicated on the run game. You know, mm-hmm. when you look down at Alabama, a couple years ago they had that kid, wide receiver, that was a walk-on, that was playing, starting for them in the national championship game. He was a cute, fun story. Yes, he was. He was also surrounded by 4 and 5 stars, and he was their number 3 receiver. He is far and few between, yeah. right? You look at Clemson, not many walk-ons there. Ohio State, not very many walk-ons that end up being big-time players. They'll have one here and there. Nebraska, it's a big part of our history and our program, but your skill position guys typically are not those dudes. So I'm not trying to bag on Wyatt Mazur. I'm not trying to bag on Belt or these guys because I appreciate them. You know I like Wyatt Mazur. I root for the guy all the time. But ultimately, whether it be Mills, Washington, Tompkins, Bradley, what, these guys have got to step up this year because the other thing, too, is with this offense, they're going to give a lot of guys a lot of opportunity.
Right.
Especially if this thing's firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, I agree.
So we'll see how it goes. Tompkins is going to be a big. I hope he shows up and he is in playing shape.
Is Johnson on campus? Do we know? Ramir Johnson?
I believe so. He's. Okay. They all got here on the 19th yesterday.
Very cool.
So they'll start getting in there. And
so are they just doing workouts for summer? Is that?
Yep, summer conditioning. Okay. The different players will meet with their groups and they'll get out and take snaps and stuff too, you know, gotcha. and go through some stuff to get them ready for the fall. I'm sure the coaches, because they know how much they're going to have to rely on some of these running backs, like I'm sure, you know, you've got Mills and Martinez will be getting together later this week, and they'll start picking out days to get together and go through the playbook a little bit and get used to it. Same thing with Ramir. So it's going to be, I'm telling you right now, this season will be predicated on how well those running backs acclimate with Martinez to this playbook. Mm-hmm. And if they do well, we'll be all right, man. But if it's like last year, if it's like the first few games last year where before Ozigbo stepped up,
yeah.
he was 1.9 yards in a cloud of dust. The other kid that was here, he stunk. Washington wasn't ready to really get a ton of reps, so he didn't play very much. If these guys don't step up, it's going to look more like that this year. There's a reason that offense got so much better once the offensive line got a little bit better blocking. But once they were able to really get after it with Ozigbo, once he got going, you saw that offense looking a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
If Mills walks in here and is the real deal, like what they're talking about, then that offense is going to look really good year two. It's going to look good, but that's an if. I got to see it. I'm excited about it, but I got to see it.
100%.
All right, let's take a break. Caller 5, 466-3776, 466-ESPN. Caller 5, we're going to hook you up with movie tickets down to the Grand on us at Greggeth and Hooks. That's the Grand Theater this upcoming weekend. You'll have Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It's Memorial Day weekend. We'll hook you up with movie tickets, 2 of them. And then we'll take a break. When we come back, Brooks Koepka. If you didn't see the video of him and his girlfriend, it is hilarious. I'll retweet it out at Husker_Nick. Give me a follow. Check out this video. But we had something pretty amazing happen in golf over the weekend. Actually, 2 things. We'll talk about those next.